recording? Testing, testing. Give me a voice check, level. Check.
Checking, 1, 2, 3, 4.
You sound good. I'm going to start broadcasting. And I'll start recording. Okay, and we're on. And, boy.
Did you kill your video?
I did. Didn't it kill
no,
you?
No, you didn't. I've still got video. No.
Yeah. It's got a flash across it.
Now it just went.
Okay. I killed my mail, and I'm still getting mail. I don't get that. Okay. Anyway, so not feeling real funny right now because we came up here to set up for the podcast, and as we were setting up, the news came across. Steve Jobs is dead. Died this afternoon. And you'll be hearing bleeps and blurps because it's right now going across the internet like wildfire. So we'll start the show. Nothing funny at the beginning of this one, though.
No.
So here we go. Oh, wait a minute. Let me find which one. Here we go. Almost live from across the USA. This is Late Night QRM. Your hosts tonight are Michael, Barry J, and Bob. Tonight, Barry is back from Guam. Michael meets Bob. And, technical difficulties throughout the entire show. So what else is new? All that and more on Late Night QRM. Digitally gathering at the plush QRM studios in Southwest New Hampshire. Here's Barry J, Bob, and Michael. Well, hello, 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 and welcome to show number 31 of Late Night QRM from the southwest corner of New Hampshire in the plush QRM studios. I'm Barry J.
And from the suburbs of beautiful downtown Copper Harbor, I'm Michael, the virtual Uber. And back in the man cave, we seem to have bandwidth.
Hey, I guess everybody went home for the winter.
Harbor. We're kind of that in between, but yeah. The leaf peepers are here.
Do you have color up there?
Oh yeah, we have color.
I think ours is going to be rather dull. It's this week is usually when everything starts. You know, we should be almost there. Next week should be peak week, but we've barely started to change colors here, and the colors that are here are rather dull. So I think we've had, I guess, too much rain and too much of a hot summer or something. I don't know what makes the leaves go dull, but it seems to be delayed a bit. So we'll have to see what happens. Well, anyway, yes, the news that just came across, and I know we haven't been here for quite a while, but Steve Jobs is dead. He died this afternoon. And if you go to the Apple page, the Apple website, it's a big picture of Steve Jobs, and it just says Steve Jobs, 1955 to 2011. And yeah, it's kind of a shocker. I mean, they just announced the iPhone 4S yesterday, and Steve is gone today. It's almost like he was just waiting to make sure that last iPhone, you know, I mean, that iPhone got put out. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, it's a heck of a note to start the show tonight.
Yeah. I mean, he did change. He changed the world with his Apple inventions, and people, you know, there's non-Apple fanboys out there. They'll say, no, he didn't. No, he didn't. But yeah, he did. He changed everything. Everybody always copied what he came up with, including the PC world. I mean, I remember back when PCs first came out and you really didn't have a GUI. And then Steve Jobs came out with the Mac. And then all of a sudden, we had to have Windows 3.1. Yeah. So. Always there. So. Rest in peace, Steve Jobs. And I think you left the company in good hands. At least it looks like it so far. So. Oh, well. So, we should talk about other things, I guess. And I have have some very old notes. I don't even remember when the last time we came up and did a podcast. It's been so long, and I still have two to put out.
It's been a while. I just listened to the last one that you and I did together. I was traveling the last couple of weeks, and on the last trip, I grabbed the latest late-night QRMs and threw them in the iPhone and listened to them on the way down to meetings. And I'm surprised I still remember which end of the microphone to talk into, actually.
Well, we both were busy, and like I said, I was going down.
You were traveling a little further than I was.
Well, at first, I was going down to D.C., No, excuse me, and that was interrupting things, and especially interrupting me from, post producing the shows. Like I said, I got two in the can to go out yet. But then I had a big trip, so I was away to Guam for 2 weeks, and I actually just got back home last Thursday, and I'm still feeling the effects of jet lag because 2 weeks in Guam is just enough time to get on their timetable.
And
now I'm jet lagged. And for those who may not know where Guam is, it's down in the, it's near the equator. It's just north of the equator, but out in the Western Pacific Ocean. So there's a 14-hour time difference between here and Guam. And matter of fact, right now, as we're streaming live and taping this, it is 8:15 p.m. here in Jeffrey, which means that in Guam it is 10:15 a.m. Thursday morning.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Which also makes it fun, because as you're going out, you lose a day, and as you're coming back is actually much weirder, because we left Guam at 6:05 Thursday morning, landed in Honolulu to catch another flight at 5:55 the night before. So it was, we left at 6:05 Thursday morning, got into Honolulu at 5:30 Wednesday night. And then flew back to Boston and got home at 2:30 that same afternoon. We took off, but we flew like 20 hours.
Yep.
So it's strange. So I'm home for 3 weeks, and then I'm off to another trip. On another trip, and that one I can't talk about too much. So, but it is again on the other side of the planet, so so I'm not going
so far next week, but I'm going on a trip as well.
I'm gonna get just back on home time again, and then I'm gonna take off and be all screwed up again.
So. Yeah, it'd be funny, because I'd be getting off of shift at from the ambulance and taking daybreak pictures, and it'd be 8:00 at night for you commenting.
Yeah, that was was it a sunrise you did or a sunset? It was a sunrise.
I've done both, but I took a couple of sunrise pictures that you commented on.
And you said, sunrise, and I was watching the sunset, and I said, I should take a picture and we can have a sunset at the same time you have a sunrise. Yeah, that was kind of interesting. But
I've been running around like crazy too, but as I said, mostly local, but within the tri-state area. But I'd come back, I'd be on the road, do a couple of software meetings, and then I'd drive back all day long to get back just in time to do night shift. I don't know if it's day or night or what day of the week it is right now.
Yeah. Well, the thing when we were over there is we were working some weird times too. We were going in early in the morning, and actually Friday, the one Friday we were there, we pulled an all-nighter just so we could be kind of on the same timetable as people back here. So, yeah, uh-huh. That didn't help things too. But everybody says, well, what's Guam like? Okay. My best description of Guam is it's the New Jersey of Pacific Islands. There, I've said it. Okay. You can take that any way you want, but it's one of the guys that went on the trip with us also said, we're Guam, you know, when comparing Hawaii to Guam, he said, we're Guam, we try harder.
Oh, okay. It's
kind of hurts,
huh?
So, but it's a nice place. They actually have quite a few good restaurants. And, of course, we ate and then, you know, we worked. And then we went and ate and drank and slept and worked and ate and drank and slept. So that was kind of the entire trip. We had a couple days off that we could roam around. But, you know, it's Guam, and I've been there before, so there wasn't anything new to see. but that was fun. So what have you been up to other than eating and sleeping and drinking and eating and sleeping and drinking at the same times I was because of your weird schedules?
Yeah, well, things are finally slowing a little bit down for the medic side of things. Remember, I'm supposed to be part-time, famous last words.
Yeah.
But I kept pulling 72 hours over 4 days on weekends, and that's been going on for weeks. So I'd do that, and then I'd run off and do software meetings in this state and the next state and get back just in time for the next round of shifts again. So it's been a little insane. And last weekend was my mom's 76th birthday.
Oh.
So
you had to make the trip down?
Oh, yeah. I headed on down to the homestead there and spent a couple days with her and caught up with some friends and happened to have a software meeting down there as well. And then hit a couple of sites on the way back and then drove through the night on Monday night, got back 4:30 yesterday morning. Just in time to take a half-hour nap and then get the kids on the bus. So I'm finally getting back to a normal schedule. They asked me if I could come back in tomorrow for the rig, and I'm like, no, I need just a couple days to get my act together again.
Yeah,
I'm getting ready to head out next week. I'm going to Atlanta.
Oh, really? Oh, that's right. You said you were going.
The Big Nerd Ranch, yes.
Yeah.
Iowa seminar, so I'm looking forward to that.
Wow.
I will try to check in from out there.
Okay.
Well, not the first Wednesday. I'll fill you in on those dates post show. But the Wednesday during the seminar won't happen. It's 9 to 6. Then you eat, and then you go back in from 8 to 10 every day. It's a 7-day,
wow,
intense study.
Huh.
So I don't think I'm going to have time for to be on the show during that period of time.
No,
then I'm going to hang out a couple extra days.
Is this for coding?
Oh, sorry.
Is this for coding and?
This, yes,
oh,
it
okay.
Is.
Okay. Is it specifically for the iPad and that stuff, or is it just?
Yes.
Oh,
yes, it is.
Okay.
It's all iOS.
Oh, wow.
And then taking a couple extra days. I wonder if we got a weird time delay going on here. So we're stepping on each other a little bit. I'm staying a couple extra days because, you know, the ham radio term, Elmer.
Oh, yeah.
My ham radio, Elmer, lives about an hour's drive from where the seminar is going to be.
Wow.
And he's also the gentleman that got me started in engineering, although he tried every way he could to dissuade me. Don't do it. I didn't listen.
Yeah, no, you didn't.
So, looking forward to visiting him.
Well, that's cool. That is neat to be able to go down and visit him at this time.
So. Yeah. Last time I saw him was at our wedding, actually. So it's been a while.
Really?
Wow. I communicate with him via email on a regular basis, but I haven't seen him for a couple decades, literally.
Jeez. Wow. Yeah. Well, Josh was supposed to be here, but he sent us a cryptic email that said that he would definitely be home tonight by 8 o'clock because it was his 8th wedding anniversary.
Yeah, you
know, I'm like, and you're gonna be doing
be
a podcast
on a show.
So happy anniversary, Deb and Josh. that was kind of funny, and that reminds me. Yeah, in a couple of weeks. Well, luckily mine. I think mine's on a Tuesday, so I might be able to do Wednesday. But I've got my wedding anniversary is coming up in 2 weeks, and it's the big 2-5. So, well,
cool.
Yeah, so we've got the 25th wedding anniversary, and then I'm out of here for 3 weeks. Come on the 28th, I think. So, yeah, I don't know whether we'll be podcasting that week or not. I might be busy packing or something, but we'll see what happens. We'll see how things go. So, anyway, so the last time, well, it's been, boy, it's been... been a long
Which
time.
Last time
yeah, the last time. I was going to say, on the show notes that I made for this show that we were supposed to do 3-4 weeks ago, I had a note here that I am now a proud owner of an iPad 2.
Oh, and, yeah. How do you like it?
And I purchased it particularly because I was going on these long trips, and I thought it would be nice to bring my own movies and TV shows, which I did on this last one. And I absolutely love this thing. And I waited until the iPad 2, and I kept saying to myself, well, it looks neat, but, you know, I really don't think I need it, you know? I don't think it's, you know, it's to me, it would just be a toy. I have no real need for it. And now that I have it, I don't think I can live without it. I mean, I use it for everything. I just, you know, I have it sitting by my chair. Instead of grabbing my laptop and popping that open to look things up, I just grab the iPad and, you know, do a quick look up or check my email or, you know, listen to podcasts or watch video stuff. I was really impressed with I am really impressed with the battery life. They claim 11 hours, but I can tell you that on the flight home from Honolulu to Newark, that was an 11-hour stretch of the flight. I watched 2 movies on it. I watched a bunch of South Park episodes. I listened to podcasts. And when I got into Newark, I still had 43% of the battery left.
Yeah, they're awesome.
And I even had, because some of these flights are long, I bought a backup battery. And I'm saying, well, they don't make backup batteries for the iPad, but it's a separate battery that I can plug the iPad into and recharge its battery from it. So basically, between that and the batteries that are in the iPad, I can run the thing 24 hours nonstop with no problem.
It depends what app you're running, but yeah, they're awesome.
I
got the 1 and the 2.
Yeah,
I think the 1 even had a little bit longer battery life than the 2 that I've got.
Really?
I mean, they're both around 10-11 hours minimum.
Well, and I was watching movies, and I thought movies would probably be pretty tough on the batteries.
Yeah, they would be.
So I was impressed that I watched 2 movies, and I watched a bunch of South Parks, like I said, and then I listened to a bunch of podcasts, and now I didn't have the radios on. The radios also tend to eat.
Well, that'll make a difference.
So, but I was on the plane, so I didn't have Wi-Fi on, and I did get I got the Wi-Fi and the 3G. I haven't turned the 3G on yet, but I figured you can do it right from the iPad, and you can, like, you know, activate it for a month and then deactivate it. So I got it just in case I'm ever. Excuse me again. Traveling to a place where I may need 3G, that might be the only thing I have. So I got that, and of course, I maxed out on the memory, so I got the 64 gig one. So I've got tons of space on it. And,
cool.
And I got the little magic flap board or whatever, you know, the cover.
Which, yeah,
I wanted to get it in black, and the only, you know, all the ones that are in color, all the different color ones, they're the polystyrene ones or whatever it is, you know, that they're made of. And that one's a $39 cover. And I said, okay, I don't like any of those colors. I really wanted black. Well, that only comes in leather. So I ended up spending the bucks and getting the leather one. But but you know what? It does last. And the other thing, as I recommend, if you get an iPad 2, get the cover, only because I find without the cover, the damn thing's pretty slippery.
Yes, it is.
The back of it is extremely slippery. Now, when you put the cover on it, you flip it around back, and that actually gives you something to grip on when you're holding the thing. Plus, it acts as a stand in two different ways. And, you know, when I was on the plane, I just basically had the tray table half open because they have the ones that are in the arm. So I just had it flipped halfway open, and I stuck this thing on with the cover folded up like you're supposed to, and it just sat there, and I just sat there and watched movies. It was great. It was fantastic. So, and
on an iPad 2 note.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
Oh yeah, that delay is really. I think we're probably about 3 seconds again.
Oh really?
Yeah, but on an iPad 2 note, the school where my kids go to. Every student from fourth grade through senior year was issued an iPad 2 this year.
Wow.
1,000 iPad 2s. Now, could you imagine administering that every time they got to do a update? But they have all of their textbooks, all of their homework assignments. These things are locked down so that whether they get online at school or if they get online here, it still goes through the school server. So all the filtering happens there. They can get online and check their homework assignments and the teacher's notes and everything from wherever they can get internet access. So instead of carrying all the textbooks in their backpack now, they have an iPad.
Jeez.
It's awesome.
I think we mentioned this before, but a lot of the airlines now, you see the pilots coming on. You always see them with, they've got their usual suitcase, but usually they have this big, black, thick suitcase. Briefcase.
That's the flight bag.
And it's the flight bag, which has all the manuals for the aircraft. They're putting all those manuals on an iPad, and they just give the pilots iPads. And, you know, they can fit that in their briefcase or in their suitcase, you know. It truly is an amazing, it's an amazing tool. And it's so sad to see Steve Jobs gone today. You know, because this was his baby, the one, you know, he created it. And when I went on this trip, I didn't take my laptop. I didn't take any computer. The only thing I took was my iPad 2, and it worked just fine. It had everything I needed on the trip. So, for business trips and everything, and I didn't have to pull it out to get through TSA and everything. You know, you can just leave it in your briefcase, or in my case, I've got a knapsack, and it goes through that way. Now, one thing I did do is I got the Apple small Bluetooth keyboard. So I paired that up with the iPad, and that works great. I was wondering how that would be, but I actually put it on the stand, and I sit it there, and I have the keyboard in my lap, and you know, you really don't miss a mouse. It's like, okay, I can tap the screen, and I can actually see doing that, because I'll sit there and type on the keyboard, but then I'll tap the screen to move things around, and it worked out quite nice, because there's a few times I had to send some company email back and forth. And although the keypad on the iPad is nice, the virtual keypad, it's nice, and it works well. It was a lot nicer to have a regular keypad or keyboard for the longer things I had to write up. So, and that worked great.
Yeah, if you're doing any regular creation, you definitely want a full keypad.
Yeah.
Some of the people I know that actually just use their iPad for everything have gone ahead and gotten those Zag cases that have got the Logitech wireless keyboard in that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can flip it up like a little laptop, or just pull the iPad out by itself, or separate them, or whatever.
Yeah.
But they're real happy with that. I've tried to write documents with that on-screen keyboard, and Like, the big thing that gets me is having to shift back and forth between numerics and alpha.
Yes, exactly.
All the time.
Exactly. That's the thing that gets me the most. Otherwise, it's pretty good. You know, you can sit there if you get it on your, or if you got it on a table or whatever. And the other thing too is it takes up half the display. So
yep.
When you use a Bluetooth keyboard, then you've got the entire display, and it really works out nice using that. Now I got the Apple one because it's small, it's thin, it's made out of aluminum, so it's fairly tough, and it slips right into the knapsack with the iPad with no problems. Yeah, so really like it. Really like the setup. I'm gonna go on the next two trips with the same setup here. So if you're thinking about getting an iPad, I would seriously go out and take a look at it and see. Let's see. It's hanging out. Oh, okay. Wait a minute.
What was that?
That was Bob. He sent an email. Let me see. See if he can get on. He was going to try to get on from his phone.
Does he have G Plus on his phone?
Yes. He's got an Android.
That should work then.
Yeah, especially since they updated it and now you can get into Hangouts from it. Let's see what he has to say. I'm not seeing the Hangout. Still looking.
Is he in our circle?
Yeah, I added him to the circle. So let me just.
By the way, I'm hearing myself come back on your end a little bit.
Could it be because my headphones are right next to the mic?
Yeah, I think it is.
Okay. Let me just respond to him real quick.
Okay. Well, while he's responding, I will do the. I forget what they called that in radio terms, but I'll pick up the mic for a while and distract you from Barry. So we're expecting in the 70s tomorrow on the next couple of days, which is highly unusual up here. We've had several frost warnings. Have not had any snow yet, so it'll late fall going on here.
That's kind of funny because it's supposed to go down in the 20s here.
Oh, yeah?
As a matter of fact, I got to start turning on the stoves.
Oh yeah, we've been turning the furnace on and the wood burners and everything else. Last Thursday, I knew it was going to happen, but I had to leave then to make it down in time for my mom's birthday. But we had high wind warnings coming up, and of course, I think we were without power for 10 to 12 hours, something like that. And the battery in the generator went dead, and it does not have a pull start. So I was on the phone with my wife explaining to her how to jump start the generator.
Oh jeez.
Be purchasing a new battery this week. Other than that, it works fine. I mean, we get 7-8 hours of runtime per fill up on the generator.
So. Oh, there's Bob. Hello, Bob. He joined.
There does seem to be a lag time from the time he joined before all the audio circuits connect on.
He left. Yeah, we'll see if he joins us again.
Well, you got halfway there.
Yeah, I got him in there and I got him invited, so he should be okay. Well, he found it once, so he should be able to find it again. Of course, it's all new on the phone too, joining Hangouts, so
I haven't tried it on the phone.
Yeah, you can't start a Hangout, but you can join one, I guess, is how it works.
You can't? I thought you could on the iPhone version.
No, I haven't found a way to create a Hangout. You can join it, but you can't do it. Bob, are you there? Hello, Bob. Bob, is that you?
Hello.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah.
Hey.
There he is.
Hey, it worked.
Hey, you're on your phone?
Yeah, it didn't work first couple times.
Okay. Oh, you sound good.
Hey, you know, I try. I'm on an Android, you know.
Yeah. And the introductions, Bob. This is Michael. Michael, Bob.
Hello, hey, Michael. Bob, nice to meet you. And you're sounding good there.
Hey, thank you. You know, it's the hangout, you know.
He's the virtual Youper. He lives up in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan.
Michigan?
All yeah.
Right. The Upper Peninsula.
The UP.
How's it been going? Is this the first hangout being recorded?
No, we've done it a couple times before. Sometimes we switch back over to Skype. Michael's sounding really good tonight because most of the people have gone home from Copper Harbor, so he's got good bandwidth.
Yeah, well, most of the Leaf Peepers don't have most of the Leaf Peepers don't stream, so I think we're pretty safe there.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, but you're sounding pretty good. You're breaking up a little bit, but not too much. But for you know, a phone, you're sounding good.
I figured it's worth a shot, you know, like get a little audio in.
Yeah,
I still have to pack and for tomorrow, but
yeah, I said you'd probably just join us for a few minutes just to try it out and introduce people. Bob is you will hear, probably before you hear this one, you will hear a podcast that Bob and I did down in DC in the hotel room. I have yet to post-produce it, but it will get done this week sometime, and it will be put out. But we were just talking about iPads, and of course, as we were setting up tonight, Bob, the news came across about Steve Jobs, so it's...
The news, when we were doing it, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so, well, no, I'm talking about the news tonight. I don't know whether you've seen news tonight.
Oh, no, I'm watching on-demand Dexter right now.
Oh, well, Steve Jobs passed away this afternoon.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, I think it was expected, but still, the world, especially the tech world, is going into shock right now. So, but... yeah, they said flowers are already showing up at Cupper. I can never pronounce the name of that. Cupertino? yeah. So, anyway. So, you got to get on the old Dark 30 tomorrow, huh? Uh-oh, did we lose him? Oh, you might have lost me. Okay. Let me see if people are still here. I may have lost everybody. And we're waiting to see if
stuff. Yeah,
there we go.
There you are.
Yeah, I dropped out.
We noticed.
I think I Chrome. They upgraded Chrome not too long ago, and it has been not working well on the Mac. It consumes all sorts of memory and CPU usage, and it's just every once in a while I get that. You know, all your tabs have died. Do you want to wait or kill them? And that's what happened to me because I was talking to you guys. I'm like, hello, hello.
I got to start recording locally though because you missed about 5 minutes of good conversation, Bob. Really? And I realized, oh wait a minute, this isn't getting recorded.
That's kind of funny. Yeah, you left, and my wife came down at the same time. She's like, "Who are you talking to?" And I'm like, "Well, long story.
this is Guy I just met."
Oh, that's funny. I have a feeling there's a lot of hangouts going on right now with conversations.
So. Hey, this is pretty cool, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The last time I tried Skype, it didn't work on my phone. I'm wondering if Skype and Google both started working around the same time.
Hmm.
Like,
oh, on the phone. And by the way, and Bob knows who this is. I don't know, Michael. I don't know if you know the comedian Jim Norton.
Oh yeah,
he's on Opie and Anthony. He has the first not ready for prime time Steve Jobs joke already.
He twittered
Steve Jobs tried to dial 911, but unfortunately he still had AT&T.
No.
Yeah.
And he is now being slammed left and right.
I betcha.
On Twitter right now. It's like, I like you a lot, Jim, but that's not funny. Sorry.
No.
War, politics, terrorism are okay, but not Steve Jobs.
That's Jim, though. I mean, it's more of a hatred of AT&T that's yeah. going for.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, Bob, if you could kill your, I don't know how easy it is on the Android app, but if you could kill your video, it might help your audio a little bit.
How's that? I just I hit the camera button, crossed it out. Does that sound better?
Yeah, actually it does.
I also moved my mouth closer to the speaker. Does that help?
Yeah, that helps too.
Yeah, I would think so.
All right.
So Bob and I are going on. Bob's going with me on this next trip, so it'll be interesting. And it's too bad we can't.
Oh, okay.
Well, no. Yeah, the time difference will be too much. I was going to say, if you guys did a show, maybe we could join you. But, yeah, that probably won't happen. So, but one of these days we'll have to try one. Maybe when we go down to D.C. or something again, we're in this, still in the same time zones. We could try, and I gotta let one of you guys take over sometime and produce the show so that if I'm away it can continue. So anyway, so we can go back to my old topics for the show that was supposed to happen 4 weeks ago, and let's see, I said it's starting to feel like autumn. That was 4 weeks ago, and it's still starting to feel like autumn. Matter of fact, oh, wait a minute, it is autumn. the last time we were supposed to have this, and Bob was actually with me when we felt this, we were down in D.C., and we had an earthquake. Of course, it's old news now. Am I talking to myself again? I am. Damn it. I'm wondering why nobody's responding to me. They're gone. Let's see if I can get them back. Hello? We'll try to get this up.
To hear what he sounds like when we're not around.
Hey, I hear you now.
Hey,
we've been here for a while, Barry. You didn't hear us.
I have. I don't know what's going on this end, but it's looking. It's pretty bad. I keep getting weight things on all my tabs, like Chrome. You know,
this happened when I first called in, Barry, the first time tonight.
Yeah,
I was here for a good 3-5 minutes before you heard me.
Really?
And then Bob and I noticed that you had created a new hangout, so we hung up talking to each other. Called in, we could talk to each other, but you didn't hear us.
Huh. Well, I've stopped,
we can hear you.
I've stopped the live streaming, but I'm still recording the other one. So let's see if this makes a difference. Maybe I'm just using too much bandwidth tonight.
Well, you're sounding better now.
Yeah, well, let's see. Save. Okay.
Yeah. And Bob, are you still there?
I'm still here. You guys hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're fine now.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
all right.
So it must have been on my end. I don't know what's going on. Maybe.
Boy, that's a change. Yeah, it's my problem.
Maybe I'm having some issues. I don't know whether it's with the network. I think it's with the network.
This is the first time you've done it with Hangout, or
no? We've done it before with Hangout, but I've never had issues. It's always been Michael always has issues because. He's on a wireless system up there, and they get a lot of people up there, and when everybody gets on, he's got low bandwidth. So he's doing really good tonight.
Yep. Although I never mind going up to the top of the mountain, but this is cool. Yeah, there are times, Bob, when things get going bad, I'll load everything in my Jeep, I drive up to the top of the hill, and I get right on the backhaul.
That's not bad.
It's good to be an administrator.
So we will have to start dual recording this because you guys were probably having a good conversation and nobody heard anything.
I was scrambling around looking for a patch cable to at least try to record this on my iPhone, and I didn't have anything.
I even tried to get you on Skype, but I forgot. I remembered you said you turned off Skype. Because am I still there?
Oh, we heard you.
No, you're there.
Okay, because hello? it's complaining again.
Yeah, I even heard you dial out on Skype.
Yeah,
we were connected. Yeah, we were connected on Hangout when you were dialing out on Skype. I
mean, because right now
we're here.
Right now, I've got pages unresponsive. The following page is blah, 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 blah. And it's every page I've got up, including the Hangout.
Barry, do you still have dial-up out there?
Oh, maybe I got to change the string.
Is it a paper cup and a string going right into your soundboard?
Yeah, you got to get some pauses in there. You know.
Well, I'm telling you, a couple of weeks ago, I noticed that Chrome updated itself all around, and it has been horrible on the Mac. So, I tried to bring up G Plus on Firefox. Am I still there? Because I just got the warnings again.
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay. But for some reason, it said, oh, well, you got to install the Google Voice thing on there. So I said, okay. And I downloaded it. I installed it. And then I tried to get in and start a Hangout. And it says, oh, no, you got to install the Google Voice applet. And I'm like, I did, so I'll do it again. And this time I took Firefox down and brought Firefox back up and tried to start a Hangout. And goes, oh, no, you've got to install the...
I'm like, well, I'm running it.
I've got it installed. I don't know.
Yeah, Barry, I'm running in Safari here.
Oh, you are?
It's working fine. Okay. Yeah, it's working fine.
I'll have to try that. I'll try Safari next time. Because until Google fixes Chrome for the Mac, it's getting pretty bad.
Hey Barry, my Android is doing just fine.
Shut up. Anyway, so what I missed, and I had a nice conversation with myself because none of you guys were responding, is that 4 weeks ago when we were trying to do, we wrote these show notes for a show we obviously didn't do until tonight. Bob and I were down in D.C. and we had an earthquake. Are you guys there? Did I lose you again? I'm not going to talk about the frickin' earthquake anymore. I've lost you again, haven't I? Oh, God. Oh, this is such a good podcast tonight. Oops. That didn't sound good. Somebody dropped out. Hello.
How about this?
That's better, but does Bob have that, or did he have to go?
He had to go.
Okay. I was going to try another Hangout. I brought up Safari, but it just kept... Man, I'm telling you. Chrome, it just kept cutting out on me.
And well, you want to try Safari? I can try...
Let's try Safari one more time, and if it doesn't, we'll come back to Skype. I'll start a Hangout.
Okie dokie.
And we're trying to hang out. Okay. So. Oh, there's Michael.
Hello.
I'm here.
Can you hear me?
Yes. I have my video.
This is much better.
Yeah. It's Chrome. It definitely is Chrome. Well, we'll see.
Yeah, this was instantaneous. Chrome was taking minutes before your audio got through to you.
Really? Wow.
I wasn't kidding. We were Bob and I were there 3 to 5 minutes before you actually knew we were there.
Wow, that's
incredible. And we could hear you.
Like I said, I kept getting that window popping up and telling me that there was a delay, and that's why I said I switched back to Firefox because the new version of Firefox just came out and they've made great improvements on it. That one was the one that used to hog all the memory and everything, and now it's working fine. But Chrome has now gone into the dumpers, at least on the Mac. I haven't noticed. Well, I think I kind of noticed it on the PC a little bit too. At work, I've noticed it that when you try to close out Chrome at the end of the day, it takes forever to close out. So, whatever you did, Google, you did bad on Chrome. So, but I'm assuming Bob had to go because he does have to get up early in the morning and catch a flight down to DC for the day.
Yeah. So he said goodnight.
Okay.
But we're both there going, boy, too bad one of us can't record this. This is cool.
Well, I think Bob, I think Bob's going to be joining us.
You know, this is the
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we'll set up. Yeah. Well, because I could have easily, you know, produced those, you know, mixed them together. That would have made it more fun, because this is going to, I'm going to be cutting out half of this show, I can tell you right now, because it's pretty boring. Every time I went to talk about, and I'm not going to say the topic, but it's the third from the top on the local. I'm not saying it, because every time I said that word, nobody responded, and that's because nobody was there.
Yep.
But needless to say, Bob and I were down in D.C. at the time that that took place, so that was kind of interesting, and it would have been kind of fun to talk about that tonight, even though it happened a month ago.
But, yeah, and normally I've got a second Mac sitting here, which I could have started recording with right away, but now that I've added this external monitor and I'm running everything off this one Mac, I didn't have something else to throw an audio stream to real fast.
Hmm. Yeah. Well,
I've never tried to use an aux in on an iPad or a iPhone. Have you?
I've got the iPad plugged in right now.
But audio into it though.
Into it. No, I haven't tried that on the iPad.
That's that fourth ring. It's not a standard.
Right.
For the iPhone, iPad, iTouch. If you look at a cord that has a mic on it.
Yeah.
There's a fourth ring there.
Yes, I know. You have to get the
special. So it takes a different cable.
Yeah, and I asked them.
I didn't have one handy.
And I asked them when I bought mine, I said, if I got the photography package or whatever they call it for that goes on to the 30-pin and allows you to put a USB connection in there so you can download pictures and whatnot.
Right.
I said, will a USB microphone work on that? And they said, no, not at this time. I said, oh, bummer, because I do have a USB mic.
There is a normal aux in, though, but you have to have that special 3.5-millimeter plug to go in for.
Right. I think that's a special Apple plug, isn't it?
No, I think it's the same style plug that's on my Nokia.
Mm. Okay.
I've never tried using my Nokia mic because I think Apple does have their little chip you got to have in there for it to recognize it now.
Yeah, sure. Anyway, well, you know what? we're going on 60 minutes here. And this has been another fun experiment of a podcast gone awry. I stopped streaming a while ago. So, but we'll put this one out, you know, ugliness and all, because that's what we do. You know, but it was fun, and we need to get these out. And
it was cool to meet Bob.
Yeah, and I think Bob will probably join us more often when he can.
I just wish we had recorded when Bob's wife was. Who are you talking to? He was like, "Well, it's this guy I just met." Huh?
Did you hear her say that?
Yeah.
Oh. Right.
Yeah, but I don't.
Oh, that's too funny. Oh, that's great. Hey, Bob, Michael, Bob. And now I'm going to cut out because Chrome doesn't work. Oh, that's
Bob's
too
like,
much.
No, I'm podcasting. Oh. Huh? Just pause. What?
Oh, God. This is too much. All right, well, let's, I don't even have a song for tonight yet, because I got home late, and so I'll have to edit a song in. What the hell? I'm going to be editing the hell out of this thing. Anyway.
Just put it out there, warts and all.
Yeah, so I'll add a song, and but anyway, we want to thank all the military members, both reserves and active duty guys out there, home and abroad, for the service that they do. And help keep us safe back here. And we thank you, and we hope you get home real soon. And to the our condolences to the Jobs family. It is a shocker tonight. I think it was kind of expected, because the last couple pictures I saw of him were not good. They did not look good. And so it's still a shock and still a surprise. And, one of the great technologists is gone, and that's a shame. So, Well, we'll talk to you next week, hopefully, and hopefully everything will work. I'm going to use Safari. It seems to be working just fine.
Yeah, actually, I will be available next Wednesday.
Okay.
Short of the local rig running, that's the only thing that I can't plan on.
Right.
I should be available.
We'll rag on the other guys and see if we can get them up and here too. So
okay, sounds good. And happy anniversary to Jash and Mrs. Jash.
There. Yeah. Yeah. I guess she had other plans for him tonight.
Well, that's understandable.
Yeah. So, all right. So, from the southwest corner of New Hampshire, I am Barry J.
And from the beautiful suburbs of Copper Harbor, I'm Michael, the Virtual Eeper.
Suburbs. I love that. Okay. We'll see you all next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey everybody, Barry J here. Well, we do have a musical guest for this show. It's Tanya Maritza and her song, Say Goodbye.
Dust and ashes fall
Samson, speak! Good boy.